This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and Paul Dano, don't know if you knew this, collects teeth.
Oh, shit. Oldie but a goodie, baby. I'm Brandy Posey, and T-Mobile, the messy bisexual of cell phone carriers. Maybe that should be their new slogan.
I'm Tess Barker, and I once annihilated the Jeopardy category, Cheeses of the World. Let me host the show.
Would love to see it.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Wazza.
Hello.
Oh, wazza, baby. We did it.
Another show here.
We're here. We're recording on a Friday afternoon. I don't know why we did that to ourselves.
Interesting call. Yeah. How's everyone's Friday energy?
I feel fucking great. My 12-foot skeleton is put together. I see it outside of my window. So honestly,
Watching over you.
He's just watching over me. It's amazing. let's bring on our guest because her face just lit up with joy.
Yeah, she looks very excited.
And I feel
excited.
Like I just have a fellow, 12-foot skeleton head. It's very exciting. You might know her as the waitress on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is shooting season 15. And she also has an amazing new Paul Thomas Anderson movie coming out on Christmas Day called Soggy Bottom. Mary Elizabeth Ellis, everybody.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello. I was trying to think of what a skeleton would say, but I don't know.
Probably,
I don't know.
Probably that. Their brain has decomposed.
Hello.
So.
So
you, you have
Let's
like,
just stick to the bare bones issues here.
Hey. Yes. Oh, there she goes.
You actually had a jaw drop when you heard this. So I think you wouldn't have said anything because if you were a skeleton, your jaw would have fallen off.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like, whoa, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
The hinges.
Yeah. Is this a Halloween situation that starts now?
Well, yeah. So we talked about it on the bonus episode a few weeks ago, but it became available on September 1st, and I was there an hour after Home Depot opened to get it, and I got the very last one because I knew it was going to be a hot ticket item.
For context, Mary Elizabeth, this is like sneakers, but with a skeleton.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a sought after item.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they drop a new one every year?
Last year was the first year, and they sold out also on the first day, and it was not available at all for Halloween. So then this year, I've been like, prepping and hoping and waiting and just trying to get the info. I went there early trying to get them to give me one ahead of time. Wouldn't happen.
Would you offer?
I mean, just my charm and then in $50. Didn't do it.
A handy for a handy.
Yeah. You just got the hand though.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like, you'll get the parts that you make me pleasurable.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
As soon as you make my rib cage come, then
you can have it. Wait, are you concerned that someone might steal this? Is it like chained down into
It is impossible to steal.
It's really massive and heavy and is staked into the ground at multiple points.
What was the assembly time?
About 2 hours.
how many times did you say fuck you to your partner when you were
well he was not here for that. It was me and a couple of friends instead, right, because I was like, let's just keep this relationship rolling, so let's not put a skeleton together.
I think that's a good call.
Was like an IKEA kind of a mission?
Yeah, it definitely was. And also one of the cords was completely put in backwards. So we had to like take it out of the spine and that on two ends and then re-loop it back in through the spine backwards.
Oh, my God.
So we got that fixed, but it's perfect now. And I see him when I look out my my window and it's perfect.
You're like God. You feel like a God.
I really do. I really do. He's beautiful to see. Two of my older neighbors, I live in a trailer park, and two of my older neighbors have both been like, oh, so Halloween started early. And I was like, year round. He stays up. He will have costumes for different holidays. Don't worry.
You're really going to force an HOA to start in this trailer park. There's going to be specific brandy encased HOA rules where they're like, no dead looking objects.
Things over 10 feet.
His arms are the perfect length for a screen from a movie screen in. Oh, so we're going to like we're going to put a screen between his arms and show Halloween movies.
That's a good idea. Did you name him?
We're calling him Letty, after Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and Furious franchise. Because beautiful. He came with two left arms. Yes. So not right, but they do work. I did call the Home Depot line yesterday, and I got a little guy that was like, "The what? Your skeleton doesn't have a right arm?" I was like, "Yes, I need you to send me one right arm for my skeleton." He was like, "You could just return it and get a new one." And I was like, "No, they're sold out."
And that this guy doesn't have these answers at the ready, because it seems like this is the thing people are calling about.
He just started laughing at me. And I was like, I understand that I'm 37 and I have skeleton arm issues, but this is the life that I have built for myself. And frankly, I couldn't be prouder.
This old call.
Yeah. Exactly.
We were house hunting years ago. We went to look at a house, and they were like, and the whole house was decorated like Halloween, even though it was May.
Okay.
Which, you know, is fine, whatever, but sets the stage for creepiness, you know,
for sure. Especially when you're looking to sell, that's a choice.
Pop that shit in your closet, you know?
Yeah.
So we went into the bedroom and they were like, and the realtor was like, now here's what's really exciting about this house. Through the closet in this room, you'll find a soundproof room. Now we think it's from Prohibition when they used to be running booze. And we were like, no, bitch. A soundproof room in the back of a closet is where bad things have happened.
Yeah. There's a life-size Freddy Krueger in the kitchen. Like, this is not from Prohibition. Yeah, exactly.
We're good.
I really like that they were attempting to spin that. And it's like, no.
How fun.
I know. You could just put somebody in there.
And then you get to go in there and sacrifice.
Plus, also, that makes no sense. Prohibition, like, it doesn't make a lot of noise to make alcohol.
No. The rum's not screaming. There's no.
No.
Need.
Yeah. What if, just see, you guys move into this house and then you're just having a rough day and you just go into that room and you just scream and scream and scream and scream, and then nobody will know the person of the hell you're living in. That's what this is for.
That's true. Yeah. It's like an Angelina Jolie underwater scream therapy situation.
Exactly.
Is that something she does? Is this a thing?
I've heard tell on the streets, in the main streets of Hollywood, at the Gelson's.
That's some Gelson's gossip.
This is
for sure.
I never go to Gelson's. Wait, okay. This is what I'm missing out in.
Quick question. Who do we think has the more eclectic list of like hobbies and therapies, if we want to call them that? Angelina Jolie or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I feel like
Paltrow. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know. I guess I feel like Paltrow is the one peddling the therapies.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she hires people to do them for her. There's a whole show about it.
I love that show.
I do too. except that I'm like, oh man, I bet it would be like a lot of fucking pressure to work at that place, because you would feel like you have to always be on like some sort of a diet where you're excluding things and like
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be really thin. I do hate excluding things and being thin.
Yeah. Working at Goop, or is this something else?
Yeah, working at the Goop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being thin is fine, but excluding things, no thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No.
Well, there was the one episode where they all had to go get really cold. Did you see that one? I was like, I just think this is where I would draw the line.
How are they getting cold? Like going to a frozen tundra or a walk-in freezer? Or like, what is the...
They were jumping in like a freezing lake, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. They take them to some like Antarctica ass place and they all know
that's supposed to be good for you or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Some shit. Mm-hmm.
It's good for your blood.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Oh, man.
My blood's fine.
My blood has exactly the amount of alcohol in it that I want it to have.
Yeah.
No amount of jumping in lakes is going to change that.
No.
This we is have not the an formula lake. Perfected. I can tell you the ABV to the decimal point.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, there's an older lady yogi that I follow on Instagram from like Sweden or something, and she's really cool. Her and her husband they seem like they're having a great little life. But then last winter she was doing that in frozen lakes near her, and she would like wear mittens and boots because she didn't want her like fingers to get frostbite. And I was like, don't go in the lake then.
Mm. Yeah.
And she would just sit there and be like, oh, I feel great. And I was like, you have crazy eyes. This is
you know, you just have too much time on your hands.
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm sorry, but am I the only one who has like a really big fear of like my nipples freezing?
What do you mean? Like, and freezing just, off?
I hadn't thought of that, but don't want it.
I think you just put that fear into everybody, but thank you.
That's all I can think about. Like, everything else, fine. I would just deal with it. But can you imagine how painful that would be?
Now, I do want to follow up with this question, though. Freezing off? Or are they, like, freezing so much that they shatter?
Like a permanent?
Or, like, crack off, like, hair?
Yeah. I'm picturing sort of a frostbite situation.
Oh.
Like, discoloration, possibly falling off. Yeah.
And then you just have kind of a Barbie boob after that with no nip.
Oh, that's so much nicer than I was picturing, like, White Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Nipples.
Yeah, totally. No one talks about the White Walker nipples that would have been happening.
Wait,
there.
What?
I mean,
what is the White?
That's
what
Game
the
of
White
Thrones.
Walker? But what are the nipples? They're just like heart made of ice.
If your nipples look like that, yeah,
they'd be real gnarly and just like kind of cracky and.
But with the blue. Eyes, maybe the nice, pretty blue eyes. Nice.
Oh, that could be sexy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're dead. Take the eyes out and pop them there instead, and you got like headlights. It'll be great.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Problem solved. Well, bye, you guys.
So this PTA movie that you're in coming out, is it like a Christmas movie?
No, it's not. I don't know if they're just saving it to be like, maybe by Christmas we can go to the movie theaters again.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going again and then I kind of stopped, but man, I missed it so much.
Yeah, I miss it so much. I have a child. I have a 9-year-old. And so I feel like all my friends who don't have kids are like getting back into things that I'm like, I think that if I didn't have to come home to someone who can't be vaccinated, I would be like more having more fun out there. Mm-hmm. But I'd feel like a real dick if I was like, I just got to see Black Widow in the theater. You know?
No, I totally. Mean, booking for show, which, you know, we're kind of like stand-ups sort of coming back. And most comics with kids have been like, I'm like going to chill, you know.
That is so bummer town. They need to get that shot approved for the littles.
Yeah. Yeah. Working on it. Yeah. You guys are going back. Out on the road and into the peoples.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a ton. I did a show in like West Hollywood the other night and like only doing shows that are like vax only and things like that. But driving home, I was driving through West Hollywood and I just haven't been. And people are out. People are doing things. And I was like, it like freaked me out because I was just like, oh my God, everyone's everywhere. And like, I was not expecting it. And I guess I knew that that's happening, but seeing it was like very shocking. And also, I swear to God, like walking by clubs, I feel like the people going inside were 12 years old. And I'm like, I feel so old. What is happening?
Yeah. I hear you there. What do you feel like you're trying to not land your jokes so people won't laugh their COVID at you?
Yeah, we're trying to do poorly on purpose for sure.
Yeah. You think of a good joke and then you're just like,
yeah.
I will say though, there's
a step at the end of it.
And maybe this is, I don't know what my why I think this, but I saw so many men going out with those fucking button up striped shirts that men wear when they think they want to look good and go out, like the shirt that they would wear to church and also out, and I'm like, oh, so this didn't change. I don't know why, but the shirts drive me crazy because they're just such douchebag. It just,
I know the shirt
douchebag.
It's like the first date shirt.
Yeah. Wait,
what is the shirt?
Like a button down shirt that a guy is like, yeah, this is what I'm going to get the ladies with. And I'm like, it just looks bad. It doesn't fit well. Like, get a nice polo shirt or something. I don't know why, but these shirts like really drive me crazy.
I love that that's what COVID was for, to just take those shirts just out of closets. Like, people woke up from COVID and they were like, I used to like button downs, but now I don't see the appeal.
Yeah.
I wish it's still out. That's why I knew nobody had changed, because those shirts are still out there. So,
yeah,
nothing's changed. Upgrade. Nothing's changed.
No, unfortunately, we thought for a moment that there was going to be this massive, you know, realization, growth.
Yeah. No.
I don't think I ever thought that.
There was a minute when I thought it. It felt like I was like, oh, people are being forced to have empathy for each other. Oh, no, we'll just forget that.
I think like the moments when people were cheering for healthcare workers and stuff, there was like a little bit of like,
nice.
All right, you know.
I was wondering about bringing that back. Like if I just went out at like 8 p.m. tonight and was like, like banging on a pot in my backyard.
I feel like you
could
do it.
What would happen?
Because either way, you'd get the release that, like, much like Angelina gets underwater, you know, the song. Yeah. It would work if either other people grab on or you just get to scream, you know?
That's true. All right, yeah. I'm down. Are you guys going to do it? Are
we Tonight at 8?
All right.
Yeah. Are you in LA, Mary Elizabeth, or where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll listen for you first and then
we'll be able to hear each other.
We'll be the only four people doing
it. I'll stand up on the Hollywood sign.
You guys perfect.
It could be kind of like a Care Bear stare situation.
Love that. Wouldn't that be nice? Do you remember the Rainbow Bright movie where those little things were so knitting over the moon?
I never saw that one. What?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly what happened. I had like a. I had like a life-size Rainbow Bright that for a while I could wear her dress as a child. Oh, and then cool. Remember the day
this
that
is very fancy.
I
would have been really jealous of you.
Yes.
I mean, very young, I outgrew it. But I remember not being able to wear it one day. And then just my life's never been quite as good. It was a great thing. I was like, oh, I have powers. Heck yeah, this is awesome. No.
Well, I have a question, Mary Elizabeth. As someone who has kids, do toys smell as good as they used to?
Okay. First of all, I want to just pop back in on the Rainbow Bright dress situation and say there's a little website called Amazon.com. I bet you can find whatever you want there.
Oh my God. Be Rainbow Bright for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe this is the year. I'll finally get an account just so I can find that. Figure out then.
There are toys called squishies that smell, that are meant to like pop fragrance out.
I know squishies. So squishies are slime adjacent.
Yes. Yes. Slime adjacent. which I guess some slimes can smell if you add smell into them. You just spray some Febreze into your slime.
I think
I
so.
Found, slime. I was very
that's a huge advancement because when I was a kid, we had Gak, which smelled like ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've definitely, they've done well at making things smell better. I was really into slimes a few years ago and I just came upon my slime collection and I was like, oh, this is really gross.
And what does one do with old slime?
I threw most of it away and then I hung on to like one or two.
Your favorite slimes.
You should have put it in the gutter to see if it could like mutate a turtle into a crime fighter.
Just for your seed. Yeah.
You know, they've gotten really mad at me in this neighborhood for trying to do that with various things. So I've stopped, but
that's your own HOA situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all slowly pissing off our neighbors, but I mean, that's the American way. So
it's so true. Tess, do you have any HOA situations that you're working
on? I'm trying to think. I mean, I think my neighbors probably think I smoke too much pot.
Okay, well, fuck them.
Yeah. I think that's if an HOA situation was going to present itself, it'd probably be like, can that lady just stop hacking up weed in the backyard?
No. No is the answer. We live in California. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you positive that they don't smoke?
No. But these guys are kind of, we got like a professor over here. They're like a,
I mean,
dork.
Yeah, they're kind of nerds. They're kind of nerds.
Do you have any nemesis neighbors nearby, Mary Elizabeth?
We do have one person who throws possibly like TikTok parties, like sort of across and up the street from us. Luckily, where the way that our house is situated, we can't really hear them when we're inside. But I did get a little tipsy and walk over there in my pajamas, and there was like a door girl, and she was like, "Oh, hi!" Like very afraid of what was coming. And I was like, "What's happening? And how long is it going?" And she was like, Jeffrey, that's who this house is. Jeffrey is, and I was like, time. She's like, 10 o'clock. I was like, great, okay, thank you.
I'm pretty sure that the kids across from me are TikTok, or else I just don't know how they have as much money as they do, and they're very young. Obviously, they could be other things, but I'm just throwing a TikTok label on it.
But I appreciate that.
I'd like to get in there because they have a pool. But I did write them a mean note once because they kept having people over like at the height of the pandemic. So I don't know if they're going to want to be my friend, but.
Mm. Yeah.
You should write them another note, the apology note.
That would be good. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Please let me swim in your pool.
Put some slime in there.
Oh, yeah. How old are they? Are they like 12? They might be in a slime.
Probably.
You know.
They're either 12 or 27. It's basically the same.
Yeah, I can't tell.
Same thing.
Yeah. You know what? I have to say, though, like, I'm so happy for these kids because I would have loved to be 20 years old and living in a mansion with a bunch of other assholes. How fun.
Definitely. It's the time. It's the time to
do. Yeah.
I mean, I was 20 years old and living in an apartment with a bunch of other assholes.
It just depends on the size of the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. We have this this building next to us that had been a school 3 times, and then the last year it has not been anything, and a new company just moved into it, and I was worried based on the like look of the people working there that it was going to be a TikTok like influencer space
factory.
Thankfully, it's not quite that. It is a streetwear company though, so it's like adjacent, but they do go home after office hours. So
it's not like a Build-A-Bear for
When they were first coming in though, they put in like a big basketball hoop that has a smiley face on it and stuff, and I was like, what the fuck is moving in?
It's always funny to see when places like really trendy, cool places try to pop up somewhere because you're like, oh, you'll be closed in 3 years. Yeah. Like, you're probably going to spend a lot of money on some dumb shit, and then you'll be closed, but...
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can get all their streetwear. Mm-hmm. You're going to be perfect. So cool.
I mean, the skeleton.
The skeleton, the streetwear.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm setting myself up to basically charge them a locations fee for if they want to shoot over near my house. So it'll be like,
because I actually kind of have, like, an influencer living in your front yard.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, he's more famous than he'll ever be. So feels good.
Wow. Two left hands. He's got his own thing going. Yeah. How many two left-handed skeletons are there? Probably every single one from Home Depot. But are they set up yet? No. You're first.
There is an old man in Minneapolis that has a skeleton with two right hands. And we have been chatting on Facebook. If we can't get our hands like from the company, then we might do a switch. But I've made a new friend because of it. So
please tell me it's not going to be a male thing. Are you guys going to drive and meet in the middle?
So I hope so.
Oh, I would watch that movie.
I would too.
1,000%.
Just skeleton hands.
Yeah. And he's like a staunch Republican and you guys have like differing views, but the Home Depot skeleton is bringing you together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think
watch that movie.
It's an extremely bipartisan thing.
It feels like a Jim Jarmusch joint.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Could play. I was gonna say your dad, but it kind of is your dad.
It kind of is
your
my
skeleton
dad.
Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we have to take a break, but we're gonna call up Jimmy Jarmusch real quick.
Yeah,
we'll be back.
Oh, good. Finally,
get him on the horn. See you guys in a second.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Mary Elizabeth.
Yes, nailed it. Thank you.
Rushed it. Hell yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a game to get to know you a little bit better. Let me play the theme song.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why? Okay.
That's the name of the game.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multi-talented. Multi-faceted.
Yes.
Multi-grain.
Multiverse.
Multivitamin.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, I need to talk to you guys about my vitamins, but okay. Should I just ask you guys? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Opinion. I need to know if I should just give up on vitamins, because what I do is, every like 8 days or so, I take some vitamins, which is basically pointless. So should I just stop, or should I try to get better at taking vitamins?
We're on the same. Should we start a vitamin support group that where we text each other in the morning and we're like
an accountability.
Take your vitamins.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard? They sit right there, and most mornings I just can't do it.
I give my child his vitamins every morning, twice a day.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
What are you guys working with? Like, is it multiples or is it like one, or like, what's the regimen in theory?
Mine are like horse pills, and I got to take like four of them.
Oof.
Not horse dewormer. They're just trying to turn into a horse.
Exactly.
They're just very large.
To reach my final form.
So there's like a lot. And it's annoying to swallow, right? Is that the gist? Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
It is weird that like they can't make, in this day and age, that they still have to make a pill that large. Like, can you not figure it out? I mean, I personally, except for any vitamin company that has ever sponsored any podcast I've been on.
That's true.
Yes.
Don't know that I just don't know. Like, I haven't felt a ton of difference, you know, when I've taken them. And maybe because I haven't been regular enough, but I haven't, you know, felt that different.
Does a vitamin company sponsor this podcast, and do they want to send us all some vitamins?
Oh.
Maybe they can change our minds.
They don't anymore.
They used to. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay, Mary. Vitamins.
Get out of here.
Who is the Muppet you most relate to?
Animal.
Oh, good one. Yeah. That's fun.
He's the best, you know?
Yeah.
Just fun to scream and wave your little arms around and
so
pound on drums. So wild, so free.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's who I want to relate to.
I feel that.
Does Animal have eyes or no? Just hair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just hair. I couldn't remember.
No, that's
thinking of Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I got my musicians mixed up.
Uh-huh. I bet that happens to them a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Animal's a good one. He's just like there for a good time. I feel like he has a good soul.
Oh, yeah. Everyone wants Animal at their party. Animal is the party animal. I mean.
Yeah.
For sure.
And sometimes he has to get chained up. You know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Calm down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
And then just let it go. Release it onto the world. Some screaming, some pounding, some throwing.
I think it's good. Honestly, he's in touch with his anger versus bottling it up and making it worse and worse. I think it is good to just be letting it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't hurt anybody else.
I mean,
he
the drums
just, like,
are a great, like, get it out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to be a drummer when I was a kid, but my dad said absolutely not. So
give me his phone number. I'm going to call him right now.
410.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.
But then I played French horn. I have played French horn since I was in fourth grade, because I was like, well, if I can't play drums, then I want to be the wolf from Peter and the Wolf. So
logical next step.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still know that music very well?
I could get it back together pretty quickly. I pull my French horn out probably once every like month and a half or so, just to run scales, just to see if I can still do it.
I love that.
Yeah. What's the wolf so melody? Because it's not the...
No, it's like the... it's like the villainous one that's very brooding and fun. I love the wolf.
I tried to play that for my son, and I feel like he was like, no thanks.
Yeah, the kids have phones and stuff now, and like I think they're
that's
I
not
don't...
the exciting. They're like,
they don't want to learn about narrative melodies and the way orchestration works.
I honestly will say, though, now that you have the French horn, pretty sure the skeleton's going to come, or the skeleton, pretty sure it's going to come alive next time you play that on your French horn. Cool. So just be ready for that.
This is a great idea.
I think they're going to have a, like a King Kong type of moment. It's going to go through and like crush some squirrels and shit. So
if I could sit in his hand while playing Peter the Wolf and just walk around Eagle Rock.
Screening movies. And I can't play shit, but if you need me to come over and be like, I'm happy.
You can come over with the pan that we're all gonna
bang.
Yeah.
And then we'll just go over to the influencer's house all in a row, like a little parade.
And they'll be like,
like, is this make it on TikTok?
Be like, this is how you make us feel. And then we do that.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll all be TikTok famous.
What I've always really wanted.
Okay. Mary Elizabeth, what other career would you have liked to try?
I think at the beginning of acting, I think up until this year, nothing. I really love acting. I really love it. I really love it. It's like a spiritual practice. I really love it. This year has been very hard because I feel like people don't understand how auditions work. Like you go in, you drive to a place, like you get that time before, you meet people in a room, you have like a personal connection, you get to read with someone who understands what the story is, you get some feedback, you can change it. Now you just set your computer up on a dingy ladder in your office with a ring light and a cell phone, and you ask your husband to read with you, and he gives you his thoughts, and it makes you want to kill him. Yeah. Don't give me your thoughts. Yeah. Except for the times where I'm like, I forgot how to act. Could you just tell me any way to say this line? I don't know what I'm doing anymore. It's been hard for everybody, but it's been like really shitty to lose that connection, and I feel like I need to ask you all how to craft like a stand-up show, because I've been thinking about like, how can I like connect with people and connect with audiences again? Because I started in theater and I feel like it's going to be forever before plays start back again. And I just really miss that. So I would say like, I have my eye on trying to learn how to do some stand-up, which is, because I've done storytelling stuff on stage before and I enjoy it. And I also really enjoy like drawing and painting and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I do think like there's definitely connective tissue between theater and stand-up. It's that same like just hungering for like live audience that's just like so irreplaceable.
Yeah, like writing, you can feel like, ooh, this audience likes this part of it and doesn't like this part of it. So I can lean into that and avoid that. And yeah, I think having success in acting makes it harder to want to try stand up. Like I'm like, but people will see it when I'm just starting because like people know who I am and then I'm going to mess it up and then everyone's going to think I'm stupid and I'm 42. I should get over it.
Yeah, I mean... Do you go to a lot of stand-up shows?
I don't. I go to some, but not a ton.
Because I think that, like, also, well, it's like, oh, okay, these people are, like, getting on stage and just reading something they have written on their hand or whatever. It's like you realize that nobody really gives a shit.
Yeah. I think watching it definitely is inspiring in many ways because it's either inspiring because someone's great or it's inspiring because someone sucks and you're like, I can do this.
Yeah, like, I'm better than that because I can form a sentence and I'm charming.
I will say Anne Heche, you know, obviously actress, she came and did our show once and she was kind of just doing some random stand-up shows and stuff like that. So she had that similar, she was kind of a storyteller and stuff like that and she, it was really fun. So I think like, I can totally get it that that's a little scary to like dip your toe in because you're like, I'm not like anonymous or something. But I think people also are very like welcoming and stuff like that. So they'd be excited to, you know, see you.
Well, and I think like you know, you already have stage presence and know how to perform in front of people. And I think
that's like half the battle.
Half the battle is knowing how to be yourself in front of humans. you know, and like that can take a long time to, I think, figure it out if you're just starting with never having any performance experience.
That's good to hear. That's Well, I'll get your tips.
Yes.
On how to craft a stand-up show and pull things together. And do you guys know Drew Droege?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should have him on here. He's so great and funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah, would be a good guest.
I love watching his stand-up and his one-man shows.
I need to go to that Golden Girls show that he does. I've never been.
Oh my God, it's really so good.
Is it the best? He's been like doing that brunch. Forever, right?
It's like a drag brunch show. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I need to
Go Golden that. Girls Live at Casita del Campo.
Mm-hmm. Great venue, too.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you call home?
I call home... oh my God, how cheesy do I want to get right now? I call home where my husband and my kid are, I think. So that's my cheesy answer. But I live in Los Feliz, in Los Angeles, California, and I really like it. Mm-hmm. But I'm from Laurel, Mississippi, and I lived there until I was 18. It's the town my dad was born and raised in. And then when I went to college, I wanted to study theater, study acting. My parents told me I had to stay below the Mason-Dixon line and on the east side of Texas if I wanted help with college. So I went to Southern Methodist University in Dallas, and I met like the most wonderful, amazing people there who I love so much. Mm-hmm. But the other night I bought an electric bike that I've been.
Ooh, cool. Oh, I've been thinking about getting
one. Oh my God. I can't say how great it is. It's the best. It's just like that feeling of freedom from childhood. Mm-hmm. And I was riding home like through Griffith Park at sunset the other night, and it was like cold air and then hot air. You know, when you're swimming the ocean and you're like, ooh, a warm spot, a cool spot. Like the air was doing that. And nice. I was like, I am doing the thing that I wanted to do, and I am living in the place that I wanted to live. And it's so beautiful, and just feeling gratitude. And so I guess LA is my home. You know, I've been here for a really long time.
Totally. And I think LA has those moments where it's like, it can be a very grueling, brutal city, but when it does give you a perfect moment, you're like, okay, this is why I'm here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
I feel like far as big cities go, LA is like pretty chill too. Like, traffic, whatever. But, like, it's, like, a pretty easy city to live in.
I mean, I feel like it depends on where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, what other major city has, like, oh, you want to go hike on a mountain? Okay, go do that.
Right.
Oh, you're just having a shitty day. You want to just close your computer and go to the beach? Go do that. Like, you know, New York has Central Park. Fine. You know, we've got everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely like I house swapped with someone recently in Denver, and she and her girlfriend stayed here, and it was cool to like, you know, I lived in the same place for 13 years and I love it, but you know, obviously it's not new to me in any way. And it was just so cool to hear her perspective of it. And she was like, it's so like quintessential LA. Like, I love this neighborhood and I love everything. And I was like, oh, it's so cool. I like don't think about it, but you know, you drive up the street and there's the palm trees and the blue sky and all that stuff. And I was just like, yeah, okay, this is pretty cool. But
and we've all been stuck in our spaces for so long. It's like, oh my God, get me out of this like four walls. And
I want to get an electric bike because I live up a super tall hill, and so I miss biking, but it's like such a pain in the ass to get up these hills, you know. So that would be cool to get is it like super heavy? Like,
it's pretty heavy. Like, it would be hard for me to lift onto a rack on my car if I wanted to take it somewhere. So I just ride around my neighborhood. But it's really nice. It's like a pedal assist. So you pedal a little, the motor kicks in, or you can throttle. And right before COVID, I had always wanted to get my motorcycle license. And so my friend Artemis Pimp Danny, for my birthday, got us motorcycle riding, like a class to pass. Yeah. And so I passed my motorcycle riding class, which literally, like, they were like, well, you passed. And I was like, why? I should not know. And all I had to do was take my driver's, my like written test at the DMV. But then, But then COVID happened, so I never got to. So I'm like scratching that itch a little.
Right, it's like in between.
Yeah.
That's good.
Totally. Yeah.
Is it scary to ride a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, like in these classes, I mean, I don't know what other way they would teach it or do it, but you show up at like 5 a.m. and they're like, all right, so hop on. And you're like, on to the by myself. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, this is how you turn it on. This is how you put it in first. So go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And by the way, it's like at a high school, like, and parking lot outside of the gym and up the gym wall are just like skid marks from motorcycles.
People like driving into it.
Yeah. Just like crashing into it and driving up. Oh my God. It's sort of like being a gladiator and there's just like bones around you. Yeah.
Okay. It's like the top of Mount Everest. When we were in high school, my family has like a ranch kind of like close to where I grew up. My brother threw an epic, it wasn't even a party, it was just a rave. Like people were like texting me like, yo, I'm going to this rave, and I'm like, yeah, that's at my family's ranch. And it was so epic that the next day when my dad and my uncles went out there, a tractor was in a tree.
No idea how. Just and
my
a mystery.
Dad goes, my dad was all pissed off. He goes, yeah, a tractor was in a tree. People were clearly ballooning. And I was
like, like sucking nitrous out of a balloon.
I Do you guess think that's what he meant.
Or like hot air ballooning like 2 feet off the ground and like,
yeah.
Like
what? With their baskets.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And the burners, that's amazing.
Just Wizard of Ozing in a field.
That's what we did to party too, though, because I grew up in Mississippi. Where did you grow up? Here?
In the outskirts of in Ventura County. But you know where all the farms are? Like out in Ventura County? Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, we had like a lot of, I'm from Maryland, and there was a lot of bonfires like kind of in the more rural parts of where I grew up at that people were always hanging out at and stuff.
There's for sure like that collective, if you're, you know, a teen and you get drunk, like where, how can we get that thing onto that thing? That's kind of a general
teen whether it's a vagina onto a penis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like exactly. How high up can we get the thing onto
it's
the thing?
Just gotta get this thing onto that thing.
Exactly. Always.
All right, we gotta take another quick break. We'll be back, everybody.
Beery.
Everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm Mary Elizabeth.
Yes. Mary Elizabeth. You know, a very like, it's a very British sounding, like regal name.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I worked very hard on it. I actually usually, we were texting about this a little bit, Brandy and I, because I always say, hi, I'm Mary Elizabeth. And people go, hi, Mary, right this way. And I'm like, no. I didn't say both of them for you to decide that you're not going to.
Right.
But a double name is not a thing that everyone's used to. So I usually go by Emmy now when I'm on like a set or something.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of fun because I didn't like change my name when I moved to LA or anything. And it feels like being a little bit of a different part of myself. Totally. Later in my life, you know,
I go by Babs now. I went by Barbara for a long time and I still go by Barbara, but you know, I just like wanted same thing. I was like, all right, let's like try to switch it up a little bit. But people are always asking me if it's okay to call me that, even though I say like, this is my name. Babs. They're always like, is it okay?
And I'm like, are you sure?
And I'm like, yes, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I think then it makes like the people that like know your other name, it makes it a more elite group, kind of like my real name is or legal name is Brandis, but like nobody calls me that.
Right.
It's like a very small group of people that ever do. And it's, but it's always kind of nice. It's like, oh,
who calls you Brandis?
Like a few friends from like high school that like, but not even all the time. It's just like if they're like, it's a term of endearment that I get sometimes
right,
from them. Like
right.
That my legal name is the nickname for some people. Like my boyfriend will call me Brandis like sometimes every once in a while. And it's just like, oh, yeah, you know that. Because I don't, you know, I just told you know, my people in the podcast know it. But most people forget it and wouldn't say it.
Yeah, you're welcome, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have friends who will say, like, yeah, Teresa Barker, like, if I'm, like, in trouble, kind of, like, if I didn't call them back or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It used to be the name when I was in trouble as a kid, but now it's, like, as an adult, I like it quite a bit more as an adult, because I also don't have teachers mispronouncing it constantly.
Mm.
So
I can see how people would mispronounce that.
I get a real Brandice Posse on, like, the first day of school. I get that on the first day of school.
That's,
and I'd be
so,
like,
so exotic.
Nope. Brandis like Candace. I don't know what to say.
Brandice.
Brandice.
Can I call you Brandice?
Yeah, you can call me Brandice.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Oh my God, me too. With a Brandice.
Sounds delicious, honestly, whatever it is.
I remember being in like fifth grade or something, and being, it's the beginning of when you're starting to get awkward, just like, oh my God, that's not who I am. Just getting really mad at all my teachers that year. But
sure. How dare they?
I know. Know who I am, man.
Yeah. And I feel like everybody called me Marisbeth. Marisbeth.
Marisbeth.
Really?
Well, Marisbeth is how you'd say it.
In the South.
Oh, Marisbeth.
Marisbeth.
Marisbeth
Ailes. Yeah. Yeah. I got called Mary E. a lot.
Oh. Gotcha. Mary, mm-hmm. Mary E. Mary E.
Mary.
That mm-hmm. just sounds like it's got a little E E. On the end of
Did I stutter? You sure did, sir. It's Mary Elizabeth.
Yeah, damn straight.
All right, we're going to do some lady problems. If you have one, mm-hmm. you can write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com, or you can call us at 323-6-BUT-30.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's true. We all do.
We all do.
Honestly,
we got lots. We got
until
lots.
Until they get solved on Lady to Lady.
Mm-hmm. Get your mammograms here, you guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, coupons.
We'll check your fallopian tubes.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a voicemail.
Hi, ladies. I have a lady problem that I need some help with. Basically, I feel like my boyfriend, like, doesn't impress my family, and it's really bumming me out. I just feel like he doesn't make that much of an effort. And doesn't really seem like he tries that hard, and it gives a bad impression. Like, last week, we were on vacation with my siblings and our significant others, and, like, my whole extended family, my boyfriend, and I just feel like my older siblings, significant others, like, hung out the entire time and, like, did nice things, like, helped my grandma cook and stuff, and I feel like my boyfriend just, like, slinks off to the bedroom and, like, reads and takes a nap a lot. And, like, on one hand, I get it. Like, he's shy, and my family can be so much to handle, like, especially, like, extended family and crazy uncles and everything. And his family just, like, isn't very social like that. Like, he's an only child, and when we go to his parents' house, they just, like, we all just, like, sit in front of the TV and eat. On the other hand, I want my family to love him and see, like, what a great guy he can be, and it just bums me out that he doesn't, like, woo them right away. And I feel like I can't talk about it with him because I've tried, and he's just felt super hurt. Like, I was saying, my family hates him. And I feel like I'm also in this space where I'm 23 and my siblings are in their late 20s and 30s, and I just feel so anxious, like I'm being compared to them all the time, and like people expect me at 23 to have like the same lifestyle and be in the same place that they are. So maybe I'm just like projecting that onto my boyfriend. I don't know. Every time I hang out with my boyfriend and my family, I just get so anxious and bummed out, and I'd love some help. Thank you.
Aw. Awkward boyfriend.
Yeah. Get a TikTok account. Get famous. You're 23. What are you doing? Where's your mansion?
That's how you impress your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get the mansion and then invite them over and be like, oh, he's taking a nap in the nap room. Yes, I do have a nap room.
So. You are impressed. Whether it's with him or with my nap room.
Yeah.
Wait till you see my soundproof nap room.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's in the back of the closet through the downstairs bedroom.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, part of this is obviously the early 20s man of it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know a ton. Like when I was that age, definitely the guys I were dating were not people who were good at socially interacting with family members. They're still kind of figuring out who they are a lot of the time.
Yeah, I met Charlie when I was 22. So I think I probably met his family when I was 23. And they lived in New England and they live in Rhode Island. And I feel like when I went to visit, I kept being like, lovely, lovely. Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, this is lovely.
Just tell him to say that. Just give him a few just code words.
Get a couple good words that he's just saying over and over again. Mm-hmm. But it is funny because now we've been together for 20 years and it's like, it's the newness of it. You want, you want them to like fit in and be accepted, but I don't know. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. And it is hard. Like I have kind of a quiet family, and like when even like my friends going over to like my friends that have like big loud families that like do all this stuff together, it is really overwhelming and hard to kind of know how to interact in those situations, especially and that's even just like as a friend without like the added element of like needing to feel like you need to be impressing like
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have an idea, and you guys are going to be really surprised to hear this idea from me.
Okay.
But what about board games?
Whoa.
Because then that's like kind of an easy way for everyone to chill together and hang out. And it kind of takes the pressure off having to like come up with things to say. And everyone kind of has their moment to play and stuff. Like that might be a good.
That's good. I feel like that's tough, though, because if he's not like, because then when everyone has their eyes on you at the same time, that can be really hard, too.
Yeah.
It depends I guess on it how depends. He feels about them.
And what the game is, right? Like maybe there's a difference between like Pictionary or I don't know. What's one where it's just your team that comes up with stuff like a trivia game or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be fun.
I feel like also maybe, you know, I don't know, obviously know where all your family lives and you might be far apart, but having more small like gatherings where you just go out to dinner with your parents or your siblings or something like that, I think will probably help him get to know them on less of a pressure, like everyone's here at once scale, you know?
Yeah, like a 2-on-2 basis versus like having like at least eight people together.
Yeah, because I know Adam, my boyfriend, is like, you know, pretty, he just does like smaller groups more. And it's like, once you get more people in the situation, he just kind of like doesn't want to talk. But once he always wants to invite people over for dinner because it's just like way more of a comfortable situation. So I think, if you can try to like cultivate those smaller get togethers with people in your family, depending on where they are, that could help for sure.
Or just tell him the next time he gets together with your family, you want to see his first stand-up routine and demand that happens. And
talent show.
Just throw him into the fire. Yes, a talent show.
Heckling. Oh, and the loser has to get naked.
Yes. And then it's like, it will never get worse than this. You know, you made it through.
Yeah, exactly.
They do need something that they can roast to him your about.
Dad, then that's it.
Yeah.
But but also like he's got to deal with the fact that you want to talk to him about this. So like next time talk to him about it again and say like, hey, like you got to. I know this is a sensitive subject or whatever it is, but you have to actually talk to me about this. You can't just shut down because that's not helpful, you know?
Yeah, I love you, and that's why I want to have this conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. I want you in this. Maybe, like, the next time, like, you guys could, like, bring something to the party, so then it also feels like he, like, made something for your family, or he's, like, contributing in a way that might feel like he's not interacting as much, but feels like, you know, oh, hey, I am doing something. I do like you guys. I am like contributing something to this weekend or something too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made this slime.
Yeah.
Everybody play with
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Families really come together over slime. So.
Yeah.
But I think also, you know, like you said, you feel like your older siblings, you're kind of being compared to your older siblings and stuff. And I'm sorry if that is happening because that sucks. And I think like, you just have to know that you are doing your own thing. You're at the right place in your life, and like that's their own shit if they're doing that to you. So try to just like remember that you're doing great and not worry too much about that.
Yeah, just be like, I'm 23, man. I'm the youngest one here. I'm the baby.
The baby.
The baby.
Mm-hmm. And don't go in the corner, no matter what they say. No.
Don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I have the opposite. Like, my family still, even though I'm, like, you know, nearing 40 mm-hmm. years old, I feel like they still treat me too much as the baby, you know? And it's like, no, I'm like a adult who has their own yeah. life going on, you know? So... It mm-hmm. can go both ways. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know what advice to give you babies. As the oldest.
Yeah. I'm an old too.
It's hard. Like, yeah, it's not fair, but it's just how it goes.
You could put acid in everyone's drink.
Yes.
That would shake stuff up.
Yo, yes. If everybody tripped together.
I feel like it could break some family patterns. You guys could really see, maybe with like an outside view, what's going on, how you've been interacting with each other for your whole lives.
Mm-hmm. You can big understand the whole universe dose, yeah, is dose pixelated. Your yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I would say also maybe when you guys are hanging out with family, maybe you guys have like a leave your phones in the room rule or something, so he that's can't like idea. Disengage mm. around them. You know,
yeah, because I feel like a 23-year-old man at you know, especially yeah. younger people, they're all obviously everyone's addicted to their phone, whatever, not used yeah. to socially interacting. You kind of just do have to force it sometimes. So it's like mm-hmm. you got to force him to get over that hump and have to interact with people. And it'll just
that is
easier.
Why I do still just feel like cornhole.
Oh, cornhole. Cornhole.
I guess I don't consider cornhole a board game, but yeah, cornhole would be great. Something like you that. Know,
beer pong. Yeah.
Some big kind of size connect four.
Yes. Yes.
There we go.
Bocce yeah. ball. Yeah.
Go mm-hmm. to a Cracker Barrel and get a giant checkers board.
Mm-hmm. Rent out a private room at Dave and Buster's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
As long as it's big. It's a big sized game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me what my prediction was for the world in 6 months, and I said that Dave and Buster's would be the next, like, big stock thing.
Oh,
after like Do GameStop and AMC.
Cannot wait to get back to skee ball.
Oh, yes.
Love it.
I miss the shit out of that.
Yes.
I have a skee ball game in my Amazon cart, actually, that's been there for a couple of years. I just can't bring myself to buy my own skee ball. I also don't feel like the quality is going to be there.
No,
does
it'll
Charlie
be
know about this? I feel like that would be a great Christmas present.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank uh-huh. you.
Yeah,
I'll remind him.
That is
again.
One of those. I do think skee ball though is one of those things that's like you want to keep it for the arcade because if you have it at home, you're going to use it twice and then you're like forget about it.
It won't not, be true. Special. Mm-hmm. Not true. Not true. Okay,
would use it all the time. Yeah,
but it is kind of like where do I put a skee ball machine? It's not small.
Yeah,
yeah. If you're going to get the right one, it's going to be.
But, well, yeah, you, it's not a challenge if it's not the proper distance. You need a ramp.
No, no, yes. no. It's got to be
regulation
sized. Yeah, mm-hmm. thank you.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, have no, you ever been to? Do you ever go to out to Catalina?
No, but I'd love to.
Oh my god, mm-hmm. I really recommend it. And there's a great arcade there. Awesome. I mean, great. It's just like a regular arcade, but it's on an island.
Yeah, and then that makes it great.
We always do the skee ball, and then there's miniature bowling, and you can get a bucket of Coors Lights, and. There's a deal or no deal machine that really is generous with the tickets.
I have Ooh, played that deal exciting. Or no deal machine. That is a good deal or no deal machine.
Mm-hmm. You guys, we got to do some acid and go to Catalina.
Yes,
what's going to happen?
Baby.
Extreme. Yeah. I'll drive the boat.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
They're like, we have a I captain. Brittany's like, I'm driving.
I'm on acid. No. Move aside.
Yeah, I think like some sort of like an activity like that would be a great idea though for the family. Just like having, I feel like always having like an activity to do gives you something to talk about organically already versus just like sitting around and just
yeah, just watching exactly. TV or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, tell them to get with it a little bit.
So
I don't know. Step
yeah,
up.
Exactly. Sometimes mm-hmm. you do just need to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's also like I don't know, hanging out with families is like. It's fun, but also like it's a drag often too. Like no one enjoys it 100% of the time. You know, that's just part of like being in a relationship, though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Deal with it.
Just fucking yeah. exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like I don't want to just sit and like watch TV with your parents. Love your parents. Don't necessarily want that to be my Friday night, though. But you know, that's what it is.
Shit happens. If you want this V.
Hang out with the D, Dad.
Yeah, my family. If you wanna get the V, hang out with my family.
Got a new jingle, baby.
Whoa, sorry. Oh my God. Okay, I was gonna play another one. It just started playing.
She is coming in hot.
All right, all right. That's all right. Go for it.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling with a lady problem. My lady problem involves gray hair. And I have a good amount of gray hair on my head, which is not a huge problem. I'm a blonde, so, you know, I just dye my hair blonde and the gray kind of fades in. The bigger problem is that I'm actually getting a ton of gray hair downstairs in the vagina area. So my question is this common? Is it just me? What's going on? I'm 36 and I have like a ton of gray pubes, which is not cool. So my question to you ladies is, should I do anything about it? Should I just leave it how it is, which is what I'm currently doing? Or should I just shave it? Should I dye it? Is that really weird? I'm not sure. So anyways, just looking for some advice on my gray pubes and what I should do. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
Well, you've come to the right place.
I don't grow hair well, which is a blessing in my downstairs area, but a curse in my upstairs area. Mm. I would... There's something that ties together with the smell of toys from the 80s and 90s and hair dye. Can they make hair dye that smells delicious for your downstairs areas?
That would be
ginger,
nice, though.
Ginger snap, like a nice ginger snap.
My Little Pony Puss.
Yeah, my little pussy.
I will say, just from a quick Google, and this is, you know, Dr. Google says, a lack of vitamin B12, or a gland disorder in the thyroid or pituitary could be about that. To blame.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I love an I love a bullshit injection.
A B12 injection.
Sure, get a B12 shot. Sure.
Get a pube shot.
Get a pube shot. I mean, TBH, I'm a fan of just like I've been full Telly Savalas, full shaved. Nothing, Daddy Warbucks for years now, and it's really easy.
It's working well for you.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I always get, no matter what, I always get like a burn. Doesn't matter how I do it, but I do have just a bikini trimmer thing. It's super easy, same thing, and just keep it short because it gets annoying. So, if you do want to shave it off and do that, you can do the thing full shave. Or wax or something, or you can just keep it trim if you want to. So that is an option.
I think it's all like what makes you most feel the most comfortable. You know, I mean, I think
the problem is that gray hairs generally are like way more coarse and thick. So I'm assuming that if your downstairs are getting really gray, then it's even more coarse than usual, which would be, I think, sort of uncomfortable. So I'm not sure if that's true, but I think, like, at least when I get gray hairs, they're definitely more like intense than the rest of my hair.
Gotcha. I hadn't really thought about that. Okay.
I think here's my two cents, and I'm not a professional by any means, but you know how like guitar players develop calluses on their fingers? Yes. I think you kind of develop like not a callus, but your skin just gets used to shaving.
Yeah.
So you just
Mine never will.
In a way
will,
that it stays
ever.
Away or in a way that it's like, I'm not going to.
It doesn't like freak out and it kind of stays away. Like I don't really get, I mean, I've been shaving for so long that it's like, it takes me, it's a quick, it's kind of like shaving my pits. It's just like a boop, boop.
Right.
Nothing.
Mine, but did you, I will say though, will that does not apply to everyone because I cannot, it will not do it for me no matter what.
Like I said, I'm not an expert.
But did you like electrolysis yourself or you full on shave yourself every time?
I would love electrolysis. That is like a dream. I full on shave myself every time. I don't know. I started shaving my legs when I was really young. I just don't like having body hair.
And you just kept it going.
Yeah. That's the thing. I've never let it go out. It's just exact. It's one
right,
continuous.
Right. So now it's just like, it's just a quick thing.
from toe to nip.
Exactly. I like to say nothing under my, I don't like anything under my eyebrows. Eyelashes, I guess.
I think dyeing it could be cool though. Like, especially I'm assuming gray hair might take color a little bit easier. So if you could, I think that I think that people do dye their pubes. I've seen it, I think, on the internet.
Just
so.
Just shave it.
If it's bothering you,
what are you going to put oils in your pubes?
Not like, yes. not that, highlights. But I'm just thinking a cool, like if you want to make it blue or something, I'm thinking a cool color.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, well, also, what are you using your pubes for? Are you popping them out there trying to pull in, you know, the fellas or the ladies, you know, or are these pubes in a relationship, you know?
Mm, yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about like your comfort and like what you're most comfortable with, too. It's like,
what do you want? Yeah.
If it's bothering you, does it make you self-conscious? Is it like physically like an issue? You know, I mean, you know, or is it just making you like feel bad to see them? I mean, I don't know. Like I don't, and this is like not pube wise, but like I there's a hashtag I follow on Instagram called Grombre, which is there's like a lot of women growing out their grays with their dyed hair, and it's like fucking gorgeous. Like I feel like we just don't see a lot of just gray hair in general in culture. Mm-hmm. And like we like have like such an old association to it too. And it's like, it can be really beautiful, you know? I mean, so maybe just like figure out like why it's bothering you. And then
that's a good point. We're not used to it. And it does. It's like not the beauty norm, not the standard mm-hmm. that we're all used to. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, it's like if you have a partner, like, I mean, I can see that being kind of cool. Just be like, I don't know. She's seen some things.
Yeah. You know what they are.
I mean, it sounds cool to me. And I always love like gray hair. But yeah, if you're just seeing it and if it's bugging you, I think mm-hmm. that's right. Like Brandy said, kind of maybe figure out the root of it. And then, mm-hmm. hey, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got lots of options. So.
Mm-hmm. You do you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have a talk with your pubes. See how they're feeling.
Yeah, I will just say the only thing we don't want you to do is to send us those pubes in the
Please
mail
don't.
To our PO box.
Don't do that.
Thank I you. Will take them.
Yeah.
I am working on some very cool slimes for Halloween.
Pube scented slime. Ew.
Yeah. Feel free to send them to our PO box. Just put Mary Elizabeth's name on it and I'll make sure
we'll
she
get
gets
it right
them.
To her.
We'll pop them in some slime.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Perfect. This is our Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle is pubes. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I love her so much. I'm sorry. It's so funny to have a vagina that smells like your pussy. She's so funny.
My vagina. Oh, a candle. A candle.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. A vagina that smells like your pussy. A candle that smells like your pussy.
Fucking insane person.
Yeah. Ridiculous. So insane, so rich.
Yeah.
So
better rich. better than a butthole candle, I guess. So I'll give her
I feel
that.
Like that would sell better, actually.
That's another great mug. I don't know if the earlier one made it on, but better than a butthole is a great mug.
We got lots of mugs that definitely mm-hmm. make people want to drink and put things, you know.
Yeah. Wait, are you guys like done buying mugs because you just have too many at this point, or like how,
I always have room in my
situation?
Heart for one.
I know.
Oh, really? I mean,
I'll
I
get rid
be.
Of an old mug.
Yeah, that's
I got
that's
a good,
good.
Sad foot, oh. foot clinic mug.
He said sad foot.
Ooh, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
We'll say we have a very good mug in our merch shop. Mm-hmm. It's a really like just a good coffee mug in general, but also has a good test quote on it. So mm-hmm. I like that having that in our collection.
Yeah.
But no,
what's
I think
the quote?
It's
if you can't handle me on my coffee, you don't deserve me on my weed.
Oh, love it.
It's a great.
Yeah. And you
great
switch
quote,
it and it says
mug.
That both sides.
But yeah, I think like, I definitely have too many, but like if something really catches my eye, I'm going to get it for sure.
Mm hmm.
And have you guys been, so there's a really great place called Glaze Fire on Hillhurst in Los Feliz where you can paint your own mugs. It's like a paint your own pottery place.
Cool.
And I do have to say that I often choose a mug when I'm there because
you can't go wrong.
So many good things to put on a mug.
And yeah, like, even if it's more gets functional up, than like a tchotchke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
By the way, as I said, tchotchke, I just flailed my hands, flipped up my cold brew. It did like a 180 in the air, and then I caught it with my other hand.
That was a tchotchke. That move was a tchotchke.
Yeah.
And it didn't spill?
It kind of spilled, but I say
it splashed like dog diarrhea up your wall.
Yes, exactly.
Much like dog diarrhea.
Exactly. Okay. It's real wet and wild in my house.
I bet that
today.
Wasn't on the podcast, so everyone's gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
I like to bring it back to dog diarrhea in every conversation.
Oh, good. Okay, that's a new thing. Yeah. Okay.
Tends cool. to be how we like to end these episodes.
I mean, yeah, that's thank you for being on, Mary Elizabeth. That's our show. So we're going to end
Thanks
it on the dog
having.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Where can people find you online and, you know, all that cool jazz?
I'm at M Ellis Day on Instagram and I think Twitter. I don't really look at Twitter. I don't go on Facebook. No, thank you. And I think that's all my online presence. I need to hire a 12-year-old to get me on TikTok.
just become friends with your neighbors. We'll figure it out.
If you need me from TikTok, I'll be at Jeffrey's. He's up the street. It's his house. It's right up the street.
And yeah, check out the movie Soggy Bottom coming out on Christmas and the new season of It's Always Sunny coming out. And thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me on a Friday afternoon.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
So, hello. I was just listening to Not All Gondos. And I heard, who works 4 hours straight? Well, this girl. Sometimes I don't even get lunch. That's crazy, huh? Some people do work 4 hours straight. I work in a mill industry. I am a contractor and a carpenter, and I own my own construction company. You have to work far past the men before you ever get respect from one of them. Now, do they take breaks 15 every hour? Yes, ma'am, they do. Do I? Mm-mm. If I did that, it would be because, let's see, I had a bad day. Or some boy upset me. Or one of them upset me. Or, let's see, maybe I took a break at the same time as them, so maybe I like them. Nope. None of the above. All of these things would not be recognized if I had a dick. But because I have a vagina, yeah, in my industry, 4 hours straight, no, that's not shit. Not shit. Unfortunately. Anyway, y'all have a great day.